There is nothing finer than on your way into work on a Monday morning. It's awfully quiet out here. Good morning, anybody and everybody. WARCY, listening. Well, I got out here about 20 minutes ago, made some noise. Nobody was out here. Ah, well, I've been up since 4:30, I think. Siren Brigade flying up and down to Quinder again. And then I dozed back off and got up for a little bit. And I realized I don't have a radio on yet. The node's on because I turned that on when I got up. But, yeah, so I guess I'm the one who's late to the party. Well, I was early, too, so. But see, I never turn my node off. I just leave it on. But I haven't used it in a long, long time, so I did turn it off the other day. You know, but once I turn it on, I don't ever turn it off. Whatever. To each his own. It's not a big deal. Oh, just pulling up here to get my coffee. I got to pay for it. I'll be listening while I'm paying. Ah, pain. Paying for stuff, yes. Just about everything I pay now is on auto pay, including my rent now, thankfully, as we mentioned recently. Don't need checks anymore. I got to get waiting for my new wallet to come. But speaking of paying, I got an email. Somehow, MCA screwed up my auto pay, and I'm behind this month. And it says, well, I received the invoice, and, you know, I get the invoice in an email every month, blah, blah, blah. And I get a follow-up email saying, well, we changed systems or companies or whatever they work with, and it's not paid. I said, oh, great. What do you want me to do? Or how are we going to fix this? And I'm waiting to hear a response from them. Well, I can't help you there. I don't know nothing about it, but they should get it worked out. It's got to be in. You know, it's on their end. Oh, man. The girl, the barista at the window here at Starbucks, she goes, how are my radio friends this morning? And I said, real good. So I looked at her badge, and it was the one that's the same name as my daughter. We had a conversation, an extensive conversation about all sorts of stuff one day while I was waiting for a drink. But she says hi. Okay, well, you can tell her I said hello. And my two daughters, well, my actual daughter is Jennifer, and then the other one's Jessica, but we won't go there on Jessica. But anyway, Jennifer, the doctor, yeah, you know, daddy's proud, mommy's proud, and, you know, what she's done with her life, so. Yep, definitely know that one's mine. Anyhow. Yeah, getting back to the thing with MCA, yeah, somebody dropped the ball on their end, and, you know, I just get finicky about things like that. Actually, this is why we have auto pay, you know, I mean, automatic payments and stuff, so mistakes don't happen, and I guess, I know I'm probably not the only one who has a messed up account right now, but I just, you know, as tightly as I watch my budget, and my payments that are auto pay, making sure everything goes through on a certain day and a certain time. And if I don't get that confirmation, it's like, okay, what happened? And I got the confirmation email. Got a copy of the invoice. Got everything right there. And then the next day I get one saying it's not paid. And I'm going, like, what? So I'm just curious. How do they charge? What's their model? Do they charge, like, if I had you know, obviously you want people, you know, there's no point in being on a system or having a spot on a system if there's nobody to talk. So obviously, let's say you had a small company or even a family wanted to get on it. Now, do they charge per unit or is it per slot? You know, the way we used to do it, we used to charge per slot, but that was back in a, what we used to call a community repeater days. Well, when it was offered to be the Moto Turbo, as I was getting my radios program for GMRS initially, I thought Moto Turbo was strictly for commercial accounts. Schools, hospitals, security stuff, you know, big stuff. And, oh, no, we offer it to, you know, families and individuals. That we see that you have a long history around Motorola. And if you'd like, you can get it. I said, well, is there a minimum? And they said, not necessarily, but at least 5 or 6 would be fine. And then you can grow it from there. And it is individual, so I have a total of 5 lines, and I pay X amount of dollars. And then since I'm a senior, they give me a little bit of a knockoff on that. And then we just set up a simple auto pay account. And this is the second time this has happened. I mean, when I set everything up, it was through ComSource, but there was no problems during the transition to MCA, but when about a month or two in, it was only delayed. My payments were only delayed by a week, but it's now back. I have a certain date. I don't have to pay it. I have 30 days to pay it, but I always try to pay everything as quickly as I can, so I set up an auto pay for like the 8th or 9th of the month, and it just didn't go through, and I got an invoice that says it went through, but it's, my bank's not showing it, nothing. So that's where the confusion is. All right, well, I was just curious about their business model. I got 2 guys that used to work for them, working for me now, so I can ask them. I'm sure they know all about it. Maybe. I don't know. All right, I just pulled up here at work. I got to get inside. You have a good day, and we'll catch you in a bit. I'll be back out here. W8FU after yours.
Yep, I know they've also had a lot of personnel changes, too, with the transition. I don't know how many of the mechanics are still involved or not, if any, or if even Brian's still there, or even Scott, or who knows. But yeah, there was only 1 or 2 females that I knew that transferred over, and so on and so forth. But I know Mondays for you are busy, and I try not to interrupt your day because, you know, it's got to play catch-up and everything. So if you're out on the road, be safe. We'll be listening, and just make the best of it. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your coffee. W8RC1.
W8VD from W8FU.
WATIJ calling. WATIJ calling. It's standing by.
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is KCHETX, KCHETX, KCHETX calling CQ.
WHBPA mobile.
W8VD, N8WRO.
Yeah, it's Monday,
and I'm heading towards beautiful Richmond. Is this for hitting the links, or are you going to Little Camille's?
The forest.
A little quiet on the bands today because our friend Tom is on vacation, I believe, in AWRO.
I believe it. Just a second. I'm trying to pull out of here without getting killed. I got a UPS or Amazon truck in my way and a sign in my way, and it's blocking everything that's approaching me.
Made it.
That's right. I thought he said he was off today, so that would cut the chatter down a bit.
So I missed it. While you're hitting the golf course, or are you going out to dinner?
Now we're heading towards Richmond Forest. My typical Monday night experience, where I tend to lose more balls than I hit.
At least you're doing it a little bit later in the day. It won't be so terribly hot like it was earlier. It's still hot out there, though, right now.
Well, after the throw-up I did this past weekend, I'm kind of used to the heat. We go up north. I ran one of those Airbnb cabins. The kids got their own house. I had a cabin. You know what I found out about cabins?
I'm going to go ahead and guess no AC.
That's right. I'll call you right back in a second.
Got you. N8WRO.
Still in here, Wally. W8FU.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, I was going to look at that archive you sent me, and I realized I got home and I realized I don't have any of the software on this computer. So, anyhow, check your Discord messages when you get a chance. I know you're out, but whatever, when you get home.
Yeah, I should be home fairly early. This is just a 9-hole tonight, so this will go fast. So, okay, I will.
All righty, thanks. W8FU.
I was going to call you on digital right now if you got a minute. Okay, Mr. Tim, I'm back.
I did have one quick question for you, my DMR guru, in regards to TX admit best practices. Is it channel idle or color code idle?
That depends who you talk to. If you do the color code, that means if anybody else is talking, it's not going to let you talk on top of them. You'll just get like a busy tone, you know, like you did on your police radios. So, if you do key up and somebody's talking, it will let you talk, and then may the strongest guy win. So it's basically up to you how you want to do it, but all the professional guys that I see do it, they all have it programmed as color code free.
Out of curiosity, is that what you did then with the loaner radios for the crews?
No, I just told them always.
Okay, gotcha. I understand. I'll take care of it on mine. Although you guys got enough for the crews, I think, but this will be something for the future.
Yeah, I've got the code plug done. I'm going to post it. I think you could probably see it. I think you're into that group, but it's there, but you have to have Motorola software. Just like how you're crossing the intersection. This traffic is terrible. I have a strange feeling I'm not going to be golfing because I just got some sort of weather alert. Did you get a weather alert?
No, not on my phone, but let me double check the site I use.
Looks ominous left.
I show no statements, but there is a check and radar. There is a line in Oakland County. Small, but it's red. It's heading our way.
So you're thunderstorm warning for Richmond until 5:45. National Weather Service, Pontiac.
I didn't scroll down. I see it now. So, yep, there you go.
I don't like golfing or severe thunderstorm warnings.
Don't you just stand at the safe spot?
Under a tree, I was told.
Well, alrighty. We're going to see if they call Lynette then. We'll see.
Yeah, but we have to call Lynette for Richmond. So that means you're the guy in charge. WABD, in case I haven't said that in a minute or two.
Oh, I highly doubt that, but N-A-W-R-O.
Well, I did bring Handy Talkie with me this time, although only UHF.
I just listened to the 7.2, nothing on there now, just a QSO going on.
What's the radar look like as long as you're going to be my weather buddy and I'm driving?
So it's not really organized. It's in Oakland County now. It's quite spotty. It's like, you know, a pop-up. I didn't think we were going to get it today. I thought we were going to get it tomorrow. North of Waterford Township. It's halfway through Oakland County. It's heading north, northeast. But there's, blotches in Ann Arbor and in Canton Township as well. So it's moving kind of fast. It's going to be interesting to see if they call it.
Very good. Okay. Well, I will be on this one, seeing as I know I can get this one, so... If you hear anything significant, yell at me. I'll let you know what I'm going to do. I didn't want to go golfing anyways. But, yeah, back to a little bit more funny story. Yes, cabins do not have air conditioning or a mini split or a window air conditioner. It was 88 degrees when we went to bed in that cabin, and it never cooled down. I mean, I woke up the next day, I think it was 84. And, of course, I was soaking wet, and it took, like, 2 days to get even kind of used to it.
Yeah, that sounds like the days we were in Port Austin. The family used to rent 5 cabins all in one compound. And during that time period, they did not have AC. But more recently, last year, we did go back. They upgraded. They had mini splits, and it was much nicer. But that just sounds like not fun. A bunch of not fun.
Yeah. Well, I looked at the listing afterwards, you know, to see if it said cabin not air conditioned. And I thought, you know, hell, for a price of a mini split nowadays, you can get it for $700. You know, they're so cheap, and they'll cool a cabin real easy, and they're very efficient. But the only thing it said in the listing, and this is my soapbox of the day, portable air conditioners are not allowed. Okay, so I guess you're supposed to extrapolate from that the thing's not air conditioned. So shame on me for not asking. This ain't looking good, bud.
Yeah, I hear you. In this heat, that would be totally unbearable.
Now I'm talking about the sky to the west. I'm on 32-mile road heading perfectly west, and I'm willing to bet if I drive far enough, I'm going to run into water.
So I zoomed in, and it's in Addison Township. It stretches from north of Pontiac to Addison Township. It's not at the county line yet. At least the red blotch isn't. But it is heading north-northeast. I think I might have got that wrong last time. North-northeast. It had a good clip.
How's the lightning detector? Must be a lot of people heading towards Richmond today.
Well, all right. The cheap weather app I have doesn't have that. Or at least I don't know how to turn it on. So I'll have to work on that.
Okay. All right. Well, you can see if you can find Dave, and I know he's off today. So she'll chat later. I'm going to decide what I'm going to do here. Keep me updated, please. Got to be a good out of Richmond Forest.
Will do, N-8-W-R-O.
K-E-Y-N-E-W-R-O.
Go ahead, sir.
Were you looking for me?
Wally and I were just having a QSO about the weather coming from the west. Curious if you've heard anything.
Yeah, we're under a storm warning until later. It's about 5:30, something like that. So.
Okay, understood. I'll be monitoring both 7.2 in here, and it sounds like a quick one. It's moving fast, so. Not a good time to do that, nor is it a good time for Wally to be playing golf, so you got that there.
Yeah, I shouldn't be goofing around in the storm. If I get struck by lightning, or go away.
Hey, that's what your deployment manager does. He gets out in the thick of things.
That's right. Just be mindful of what's going on around you. That's all that matters.
That's what I got Tim for. I don't have a VHF radio with me. All I got the UHF radio with me, and I can see an antenna in the sky from where I'm at. So Tim is going to have my back.
I got your back, Victor Delta.
All right, guys. You take care. Wally 8, Victor Delta. On the HD.
Sounds good. All right, I'm going to hop off here. I'm getting some emails wrote off and sent off and everything else, so try to finish these emails and keep an eye on this guy. I'll be monitoring those. See if we can just reach out. I'll be on this channel. KYMU's Geneva.
Sounds good, Dave. NAWRO.
Hey, Dave, good chance I'm going to have your radio done tonight.
Perfect. I work tomorrow from 6 to 6. So if you want to meet up afterward, that's fine. Or whenever you're available, that's fine. It's not a huge...
Okay, if you're, if not, I can stop by your place and maybe drop it off. If you're not like high security or something, I'll just send you a text.
Yeah, that works. Just let me know. I'll monitor my phone. I've got it on me all the time. So.
One item pull. Take care.
WD. Copy that. My idea.
WDAKLL.
KSADIC.
Detroit Rock City. How you doing, Jack?
Very good. I just got a note on Channel 7 that said Lapeer County in Oakland is getting a thunderstorm.
Yeah, I was just getting ready to tell you to batten down the hatch. Keep your eye to the sky down there.
There ain't no sunshine here. The sunshine disappeared here.
Yeah, well, maybe it'll cool it off a little bit.
Not only cools off, that grass should need water. Has not been water for 2 weeks almost.
I just saw your reply on that text. You like that, huh?
I don't know what to tell you.
I couldn't believe it, actually, when I saw it.
I don't know what that guy was.
All right, anyways, Jen says to stop.
Yeah, let me talk to you later. KFADIC.
Okay, Jack, we'll talk to you later, bud. WDAKLL.
What you see, Tim?
Well, let's see. It's west of Armada now. It's moving fast. It's like over 53. And again, it's heading northeast. And it is moving at a fast clip. And I should have noted that it said the warning was over at 5:30, so that coincides with what I'm seeing on radar.
Thank you, sir. WADD.
NAWRO.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, sir?
Yeah, it looks like she quit moving. Kind of like just stalled. I mean, it's north of me. I'm okay, but it was like moving pretty quick, and now it looks like it's just stuck there. Just figured I'd let you know.
Yeah, but then the 7.2 weather lady said all products have been cleared.
Okay, there's lightning coming off the side of it, but it's not making it to the ground, so I'll keep an eye on it. It's like a small isolated cell, so I'll let you know. WAD.
Understood. Thank you. NAWRO. You in town still, or did you leave in AWRO?
We're doing pretty good. We're selling the golf course. It seems to be working, but it seems to be south of us now.
A little sketchy on that last one. You must be on your HT.
I am. I said it's seems to be south of us, the storm.
Well, that first cell trained up to St. Clair and is gone, and there's some little ones that are training behind it, but I'm thinking they're going to go underneath us, hopefully. But I hear the thunder. I'm out here now.
Yeah, I was kind of wondering. A lot of people left. I mean, I think we're the only two portions out here on the course. It's kind of nice. And it's like the sun's out a little bit, probably about where you're at, too. So it's like perfect. At the golf course all to myself.
Yeah, you figured it out. I was going to suggest to stay put because you guys are probably going to have good weather fit in 9.
Yeah, I think we're on 6 now, so we're doing good. Having a big time. So, where are we, Junior? 7 under? WAVD. Check that. We're 1 over.
Not bad. Not bad at all. I do hear some rumblings to the south. I'm going to jump in the mobile and head out to Hungry Howie's and get a salad.
Okay. Well, enjoy your salad, and I'll talk later. WADD.
Hit AWRO. WADD.
Mobile.
Say you made it back home, NAWRO.
Now I'm just pulling out of the golf course.
Copy that. It did clear up. It's sunny here now in town.
Yeah, I've got to go through town to head home. Yeah, it's all cleared up.
somebody got a heck of a storm. I mean, there was lots and lots of thunder in the distance, so somewhere there was a, I don't know if it was any kind of significant strength or anything, but it definitely sounded like somebody was getting hit pretty good.
There was something south of us as I went towards Gratiot, so I don't know, it might have been more in your area. Yeah, there was some lightning, but passed quickly.
Yeah, all the lightning we saw was pretty far away, so we, you know, they say if you can see it, it's within 10 miles, blah, 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 but we weren't too worried about that, so. But, and about half the people left, so that made it nice, and this golf course, they're pretty strict on their rules, so you don't play nice and proper, and they ask you to leave, which I like, don't get me wrong. It's a very respectable golf course, so, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to become a higher-end golf course. It's owned by Wiggins. I think you probably know that man from Richmond area.
Oh, yeah, I know it well. It was quite a few years ago. My nephew worked there, you know. He's one of the guys that takes care of the golf carts and all that, but that was, it could probably literally be 20 years ago now.
Yeah, he's an okay guy. He gets in a good mood. He'd talk your ear off. He was telling us one time that, like, when they kick the sprinkler systems on, for example, you know it takes over a half hour to fill up all those pipes before they start squirting water?
My nephew didn't talk about that, but he was quite a bit younger and undisciplined back in those days. So what they did to those golf carts, not good.
No, yeah. You get a 10-millimeter wrench and a Allen wrench, you can make those things go quite fast, especially the gas ones. The electric ones, you have to have a computer. The gas ones, all you need is a wrench.
So on a related note, one of the weather statements did mention that anybody in the Armada Fair should seek shelter at some point before, but I can't remember if Tom was working at the fair today or not. Yeah, I know he's going to call some shows there, but that's one place I won't want to be at, is at the top of a Ferris wheel when weather comes through.
Well, at least you get a first-hand view. Snap a few pictures before you get lit up.
Well, that's true, but I don't know if I trust the guy wires or whatever for the, let alone the lightning for the gust of wind. But, all right, well, he sounds good. I hope you guys have, and he's still got a few days here before the cruise, but I hope you guys do well Saturday. And, yeah, I will look for that post on Discord because I am interested in that talk group 99 you were talking about for Simplex.
Yeah, well, like I said, all I know is what I read and browse around and find, and I seem to find a lot of really cool things, and most of them have relevance. Some of them are trash, but most of them seem to have relevance, and apparently the, if you use a DMR Simplex channel, it's supposed to be Talk Group 99. Now, I don't know if that's a rule or if that's just kind of like a thing, like, you know, GMRS is all 141.3 or something of that nature, so just look for those patterns, and it doesn't, I guess at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, because as long as everybody else is using that and knows it, you're good. So, next time I have lunch or dinner with Sean, I'll have to ask him if that's really a thing. So, all right, talk to you later. Keep dry. Personally, I think it's probably a good chance to keep it dry for the rest of the evening. Tomorrow, same weather pattern, I guess. Talk later. WABD.
Sounds good. Have a good night in 8WRO.
UW testing. W8WW is now clear.
Come on back again. That again. Station driveway. W-I-U-G-38, copy.